It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The NBA season is over. Don't worry. It gets going right back up again. You got the NBA draft tomorrow, free agency right around the corner. So let's go out to the guest line right now. Usually around this time of the year, we always chat it up with Scoop B. Robinson, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Scoop B., appreciate the time as always. How you been, my friend?
Man, I've been good. Thanks for having me. This is our time every year, so glad to be with you once again.
All right, let me start you off. Over the weekend, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets. I thought that the Suns did okay, considering that KD really only wanted to go to Houston the way that we think it did go down. When you look at the Rockets now, how legitimate of a championship contender do you view them with their young roster and now adding in Kevin Durant?
Well, can I add something to what you said about him only wanting to go to the Rockets?
Yeah.
I can tell you that not only did he want to go to the Houston Rockets, he did want to go to the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs did offer the Suns the 14th pick in tomorrow's draft, but they never went as far as number two. The Suns wanted the two pick, but from what I know from folks within the Spurs organization, as well as the Suns organization, they never offered the number two pick. And that might be a different story come tomorrow. As far as your question about the Rockets goes, I think they're an instant contender. I am a little concerned about Dylan Brooks from the defensive aspect, but I'm very fascinated with the combination of Alperen Şengün as well as Kevin Durant together. I like Şengün's mobility at the center position. I had a conversation with Miles Turner where I asked him, who on NBA League Pass does he enjoy watching when he's not playing? And he automatically lit up, and he said at his position, he enjoyed watching Alperen Şengün, a guy that can get you buckets. I've had conversations with former players like Vernon Maxwell and Meta World Peace, and they somehow feel like he's the modern-day Pau Gasol. So you'll definitely see more attention granted to not just Kevin Durant, but the teammates that he plays alongside. And I think it's going to be a sight to behold.
And OKC obviously is the team that everybody's hunting. Just in the Western Conference, would the Rockets, in your opinion, after this move, become the second best team In the West, I know they were the number two overall seed this year, but is that how you view it in terms of chasing a championship out of the West?
You know, I can see it, but I think we were having the same dialogue about the Celtics repeating at the beginning of this season. I think where we are with the NBA specifically right now, I think it mirrors the NCAA tournament. You really don't know who. Many people didn't see the Pacers coming. And, you know, I've used this analogy on every show that I've been on this year. The Pacers are the epitome of the fourth or fifth cup of wine at a holiday party. They sneak up on you. It's time to get the Uber and go home. They knocked out the Bucks. They knocked out the Knicks. And they knocked out the Cleveland Cavaliers, more favorited than the Pacers were. So I think off the top of my head, sure, it's number two in the West, but you still got free agency to go through, and you still got a whole season next year to go through. So it's anybody's guess.
Scoopy Robinson. All right, let's get to a few of the other trades that did go down. Not as big of names as you have Kevin Durant, but Drew Holiday's been a very good player in this league for a while. And Portland's going to send to the Celtics Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks. What did you kind of react to this one as it did break late last night?
Simons was an insurance policy for Jason Tatum, if you will. But I also think that the Celtics are playing the insurance policy game for Tatum with a duality of also preparing for the future because they want to cut cap space. Particularly with the sale of the team and the new ownership group. I have all the respect in the world with Grossbeck and his brain trust, but this new iteration of ownership, I don't think they have the same vision, and I'm glad that Wood got a championship on the way out the door out of it. But I do look at this team, the Celtics specifically, as a team that's both building young while also preparing for the future. I think that, you know, you're hearing other names that are out there like Porzingis. I've heard his name with the Spurs. I've heard his name with the Pelicans. I know the Spurs are not done dealing, or excuse me, the Boston Celtics are not done dealing. It'll be interesting to see where Porzingis ends up.
You look at the Spurs, if you ever want to buy stock in a team, obviously now the time is to do so. Clearly they need Wemby to be healthy, but you got the Aaron Fox, you got the rookie of the year in Castle. Devin Vassell is still there too, and they're going to get what I would think with the second overall pick is Harper. That's a heck of a young core that they have in San Antonio.
Sure. Dylan Harper, local to the New York metropolitan area, son of Ron Harper, 5-time NBA champion, and son of Maria Harper, who was a star in basketball in her own right, is an assistant coach at Don Bosco Prep, where Dylan went to high school, and his brother as well, plays for the Detroit Pistons. I reported last week that he had a private workout at Don Bosco Prep, his high school, and both Mitch Johnson as well as the GM of the San Antonio Spurs, were present. They are sold on Dylan Harper. I can also share with you, I reported last week, I reported at scoopy.com, my website, I also said here, the Dallas Mavericks were locked in at Dylan Harper, or rather, the Dallas Mavericks were locked in with Cooper Flagg. They never wanted to bring in Dylan Harper because they wanted to show a loyalty. Dallas wanted to show a loyalty to Cooper Flagg and not make some of the same mistakes that they made before. So Dylan never got a workout. The Spurs were the only team that Dylan got a workout with, and he was the only lottery prospect that the Spurs brought in. They're sold on Dylan Harper.
All righty, let me ask you about Cooper Flagg. Obviously, we know what the hype has been all through the year. What do you think the immediate impact is? I know that they have Kyrie recover from the injury, Anthony Davis, right? But you look, they just lost Luka Doncic in what I thought was an idiotic trade, and now you need a face of the franchise again, and all eyes are going to be on Cooper Flagg to be that with the Dallas Mavericks.
And you got some reinforcements there with Dallas. Re-signing Daniel Gafford, the landlord does get paid, and which is great. I think Dallas is definitely looking to rebuild. I think he reminds me of a lot of different players. Carmelo Anthony from a scoring perspective, I think he adds a defensive perspective that I actually like a lot. But I also think if J. Kidd ultimately does stay in Dallas for long term, I think he's got a mentor in J. Kidd that, you know, has been around the block. And Kyrie is on the mend and healing quite well from what I'm told. So I think Dallas is a good spot. I'd like to see the fan base kind of revisit trust in the organization. Nico Harrison, and more. But you know, time will tell. But I like Cooper's game. I also think that as we talk about Cooper, we talk about Dylan Harper. I think we should also talk about Ace Bailey.
Well, here's the difficult part with Ace Bailey, Scoopy. He's not working out with anyone. He had a workout with the Sixers. He blew that off. Everyone that I talk to, I get two things. Immature and is getting bad advice. But they all talk about the talent and how high the ceiling is. What's going to happen with Ace Bailey tomorrow night? Because we know what's going to happen 1-2. That, to me, is the storyline. Where the heck Ace Bailey goes in this draft?
Covered Rutgers basketball this past season quite closely, and spent a lot of time with Ace and Dylan and kind of know a lot that is going on behind the scenes, specifically with Ace Bailey. One of the things that I was told from a very reliable source on the Sixers side is that, in fact, there were guys, Jarrett McCain, as well as others who played for the Sixers in the past that actually did not go through an interview process and were still drafted by Philly. And I'm told that it's that Philly is not as upset as you would think about the situation. I'm told from people within Ace Bailey's circle that he's willing to play for any team. And I know that one team that has a significant interest in Ace Bailey is the Utah Jazz. I know that Danny Ainge has called quite a few people on the Rutgers side and afar just about Ace Bailey and just all that's there. I know that there are some reports about his desire to play on the East Coast. I'm told that that is not as stringent as you would think, but he's a scoring prowess. I spent some time with Tracy McGrady during the season, and there were people who felt that there was a similarity in his game and Ace's game. And I asked him, you know, do you see the similarity between the two? And he goes, no. I said, well, can you tell me who he reminds you of? He goes, no, I'm not telling you. And he started laughing. And he still today has not told me. So I have to call Tracy and kind of follow up on that, because I think Ace has the potential to be a great talent in this league for some time. But I also know, and I'll say this on record, that because of who his agent is, there are a lot of questions just about, you know, his advisement to Ace. And the one thing that I could say, based off their relationship, is that those guys have been in lockstep since Ace's freshman year of high school. And the thought process there is that when nobody was around, he was around. And that because he did not have a posh startup to his career as an agent, like many other agents have, and he kind of had to kind of hustle and grind in a different way, like a Rich Paul and others, there's a misconception that he's steering him wrong. This is his first high-profile client in basketball, but there are things behind the scenes that those guys are talking about, and I'm told that that they're still in lockstep regardless of what is being put out there.
So a lot obviously there. You talked about Utah. You said maybe the Sixers aren't as annoyed as what the public perception is. If it goes 1-2 the way we expect it, you know, Philly's at 3, Charlotte's at 4, then Utah's at 5. The Wizards have been talked about at 6. Where do you ultimately think that Ace Bailey lands tomorrow night?
The Charlotte Hornets at that spot there. I know that there is mutual interest between the Charlotte Hornets and Ace Bailey. And if he falls below 4, I see Utah potentially scrapping him up at 5. But I definitely think he's a live ball that is interesting. And we'll see. I know the Nets are at 8. It would be interesting to see him stay in the metropolitan area. But Charlotte is where I see him.
ScoopB.com. Make sure you check him out. Scoopy Robinson here with us for a few more moments on the Zach Gelb Show. You know, we've been talking about the East recently because Damian Lillard, Tyrese Halliburton, and Jason Tatum all down with Achilles injuries. Who knows what's going to happen for them next year? Probably all going to be out for next year, but we'll have to wait and see. So the East feels open, and most people are talking about the Knicks. Most people are talking about the Cavs. Maybe even the Pistons or the Magic quickly taking that next step. What about a team like Philadelphia? Assuming they take Edgecombe with the 3rd overall pick tomorrow night, you still got Joel Embiid, you still got Tyrese Maxey, and you look, Paul George is still on that team. I know health's a big issue, but do you think Philadelphia could have a quick turnaround next year?
I think it all depends on Joel Embiid's health next year exponentially. You know the Philly area well, Gelb. I don't have to tell you, and you know how impatient Philly fans can get when guys are not on par. I think Philly on paper has a great roster, and you expected greater things this season, this past season, and it didn't happen. And I think just with the roster already at hand, they have the potential. I just think, like I said at the beginning of this segment, the Eastern Conference, just like the Western Conference, the NBA at large is really like the NCAA tournament. It's about who gets hot and who stays healthy deep into the playoffs.
So we're all still sitting here waiting to see who's going to be coaching the Knicks. I know you speculated on if Jason Kidd was still going to be with the Dallas Mavericks. What are you hearing on that front? Because we've seen, right, Leon Rose requests quite a few permissions to speak with multiple coaches, and two of those coaches already got extensions. What are you hearing about the possibility of Jason Kidd still getting the Knicks job?
Well, from what I understand from folks that I've spoken with on the Kidd side, in order for him to get out of Dallas, he'd have to kind of force his way out. And I think we've seen that happen before, particularly locally in the New York metropolitan area, when he coached the Nets and he went to Milwaukee. It would have to be a trade. And it would have to be beneficial to the Dallas Mavericks. I know that the Knicks 5 years ago interviewed him for the position, and LeBron James was very vocal with Jason Kidd about staying. Then he was the assistant coach with the Los Angeles Lakers in the bubble. It is a dream job that Jason Kidd wants, but he's got to find his way to New York. He wants that job.
If it's not Kidd, and I think the waiting right now still means that they prefer to hire Jason Kidd and they need a lot of things to happen like we're talking about behind the scenes, who ultimately then gets it? Is it Mike Brown? Is it Taylor Jenkins? Who would that name be if I tell you Kidd's not going to the New York Knicks?
Who I'd want, and out of those names that you mentioned are two different things. I really think that Mike Brown was done a disservice on his way out in Sacramento. I'd like to see him get another head coaching job. But ideally, I'd like to see Mike Malone, a guy from Queens, a guy that went to Seton Hall Prep in West Orange, New Jersey, and a guy that is connected through the Knicks because of his dad, Brendan Malone, who was a longtime assistant coach with the New York Knicks as well. That would be my ideal candidate, if not Jason Kidd. I've heard other names. I've heard names like Lloyd, one of the assistant coaches with Lloyd Pierce. Yes, yeah. One of the assistant coaches with the Indiana Pacers. There was an early interest and intrigue there. Taylor Jenkins, I like quite a bit. I think he's relatable, but I think if you're coming to New York, there's a pizzazz, there's a pristine that Dolan is looking for. And he and Jason Kidd have that relationship going back to when J. Kidd was a player on the Knicks.
You know, not ruling out Michael Malone for any job, you know, just talking in just general. With how that ended in Denver, with him and Calvin Booth all throughout the season, just going after one another behind the scenes, is that maybe scaring off some teams in terms of talking to Michael Malone and bringing him in as the head coach just because of, hey, he won a championship, but it ended really ugly with him and Calvin Booth in Denver?
It depends on who you ask and which region you're going into. I think in New York it would work wonders because that theater is appreciated. But I also look at it from this perspective. Is that a repeat of bringing another version of Tibbs back?
I that's why when the Knicks got rid of Tom Thibodeau and everyone talked about Michael Malone, what you just said is exactly what I said. I said I think they're too similar in personality-wise, and that's why they're not going to bring him Malone.
Zach, I got to be honest with you. You know, you have conversations with coaches, like coaches that are a little bit older, and there is a generational gap between players and coaches, and it's almost like when your parents tell you to do something, it's because I told you to do it. Players that are multimillionaires don't want to hear that, and so there's a fine line. Unless you are a Doc Rivers, a Spoelstra, a Pop, a player's coach, if you will, players don't receive that well. And so there are guys in that locker room, I won't name names, that don't receive that criticism or that chiding well or all the same. So I think you have to find that balance. In my opinion, Mike Brown is that balance. He's a player's coach. He's won. He's been to the finals a couple times. But... you know, I think sometimes he can wear on you, but I still think he's a great coach. Malone, to me, fits New York. Kidd fits New York like a glove. I think Taylor Jenkins fits, but I just think Taylor Jenkins, I don't think New York is the spot for him. I think he needs to be somewhere in the Midwest, somewhere in the South. I think he's a brilliant basketball coach. I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
Last thing, Scoop B. Robinson, before we let you run, and I know you break this down better than anybody. This trade that I just saw, it's like the what the bleep trade of the day. The Pelicans traded C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick, according to Shams Charania, to the Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40th pick. What do you make of this deal that just did go down, which everyone's having fun with on the internet?
Washington is looking to clear space for next season. I can tell you that even though it didn't happen when we talked about Kevin Durant, the Wizards got bold at the deadline back in February and actually called Phoenix about KD. They're looking, Will Dawkins and that brain trust with the Washington Wizards are looking to make noise next season with Ted and all those other guys, the owner and all that goes there. Jordan Poole was a long-term rental. Like he was a month-to-month at this point. Jordan Poole, I think he'll fit better in New Orleans, but I do think that C.J. McCollum in Washington is a head scratcher. I spent a significant amount of time with the Wizards throughout the course of the season, and I think that they're really building around Bilal Coulibaly, who they think very highly of. And I think they're just going to take time to continue to build. I think Jordan Poole got bored there, but this is a team that is looking to build young, and they're looking to go after somebody next summer.
Making sure you check them out, scoopy.com. One more, and then we'll get you out of here, Scoop B. Robinson. Brandon Scoop B. Robinson here with us. Giannis, game one, he's going to be there in Milwaukee? Is that what you're thinking right now?
Toronto was very interested in Giannis. Has been for some time. He and the front office and certain key figureheads have a good relationship. He has not formally requested a trade, but it's always come down to me from everyone that I've spoken to that it was going to come down between Brooklyn as well as Toronto. It remains to be seen if he asks for a trade, but those are the two teams he'd like to go to in the Eastern Conference. So if you ask me today, does he? I would have told you a month ago that he would not be in Milwaukee. I think he's done a very good job in playing us folks in the media. And he's done it before 5 years ago. He gave a list to Milwaukee of teams or players that he wanted to come on that team before he signed that extension. And then he signed it. He's very crafty in how he gets what he wants from Milwaukee.
Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Make sure you check him out, scoopy.com. Scoop B., thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to be myself.
All righty, you got it. There he is, Scoop B. Robinson, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Always enjoy when we get to catch up with him. Let's get to a news brief next.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!